WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Letters from Mississippi, a new album from Eddie Hinton. Hinton was born in Jacksonville, Florida, grew up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He sang in church, and one of his early instrumental experiences was in the University of Alabama Drum and Bugle Corps.
Almost 10 years ago, Eddie Hinton put out an album called Very Extremely Dangerous that sounded like the best Otis Redding ripoff I'd ever heard, the debut of a soul singer with real nerve and promise. I reviewed the record that way, and so did a lot of other critics, and we were all subsequently surprised to find out that Eddie Hinton was a white singer who'd been playing guitar behind rhythm and blues acts for two decades. He'd also written songs recorded by everyone from Aretha Franklin to the Box Tops. This new Eddie Hinton record, Letters from Mississippi, is his first album since Very Extremely Dangerous, and it's very extremely good. Eddie Hinton's Letters from Mississippi is a throwback to an earlier time, to the 60s, when a southern rocker like Hinton would take for granted a combination of rock, soul, and rhythm and blues. I wasn't the only person who heard Otis Redding in his voice. It's been reported that Redding's widow hired Hinton to give Otis's sons singing lessons. You can pick out other influences in Eddie Hinton's singing and guitar playing, the sounds of people as disparate as Van Morrison, Al Green, and John Fogerty. At the same time, Letters from Mississippi isn't a nostalgia record. Its music has a timeless quality that makes it sound just right for 1988.
Bad girl.
The past 10 years haven't been easy ones for Hinton. The producer of this new album, John D. Weicker, was a Hinton fan who found his hero living on the street outside the Salvation Army in Decatur, Alabama a few years ago. I think it's amazing that when Weicker arranged to get Hinton recording again, Hinton came prepared with material as strong as this. This is the point in the review where I'm supposed to complain about how stupid and conservative rock radio is, how if only people heard Eddie Hinton's music, they'd buy it in droves. But I'm not sure that's true. Hinton is very much a product of his time, but I do think that if people supporting new records by older performers like Robbie Robertson, George Harrison, and Van Morrison got a chance to listen to Letters from Mississippi, they'd like it a lot, especially the poignant moment at the start of the album's title song, when Hinton croaks, "Always told you I'd be coming back in a Cadillac." Here's hoping Eddie Hinton gets his Cadillac.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Eddie Hinton's album, Letters from Mississippi, is available from Mighty Field of Vision Records, Drawer A, Decatur, Alabama, 35602.
Always told you I'd be coming back in a Cadillac. More money than anybody else in town. Oh, baby, love you like no other, but I can't get no further than sitting around, rocking the blues.
This is Fresh Air.